On Second Thought, producer Maura Curry was at the special event last week and brought back this audio postcard.
Hi, y'all. It's Maura Curry, and I am ridiculously excited to help some kids build some puppets today.
I'm Aretta Baumgartner, Education Director at the Amazing Center for Puppetry Arts. We are celebrating the Atlanta Science Festival, and we're so delighted. It's our first adventure with them, and they have been incredibly supportive to figure out a way that our missions overlap. Science, all day long we're talking about the scientific method, how we problem solve, right? And we guess what might happen, what might it look like, try different things to come up with an amazing puppetry product. The T for Technology, our stage manager and production team, are inviting people into the theater for a behind-the-scenes look at how our lights work, our sound works, how we employ technology to create special effects in our puppet shows.
My name is Danielle Hitchcock. I am a stage manager here at the Center for Puppetry Arts. A long time ago, it was just you had a light or a candle and you turned it off and on when you needed to. But now we have the luxury of computers to manipulate our lights and do really cool effects because our lighting design.
The E for Engineering, they're getting guided tours of our museum.
So my name is Whitney Thompson. I do museum programming here at the Center for Puppetry Arts. I am also right now the head museum educator and researcher.
All right. So you guys may not think of this as a type of machine because you see it every day. It is a
wheel.
That's right. A wheel and a wheel and an axle. Wheels help us move and push things. So they are a simple machine. So say you're being a puppeteer on Sesame Street. You guys have seen Sesame Street, yeah?
Yeah.
So sometimes they have to work with people your size. So instead of making your puppeteer do this, can I have you guys squat down real quick? All right, now try to move. Is that really hard?
Yes.
Yeah? So instead of having your puppeteer do that, they have a puppet dolly. That means they can sit and be kind of comfortable, and they can still move around the stage because they're using these.
We're in our Create a Puppet workshops, and they're building Pink River Dolphin marionettes.
Hi!
What's his name, do you think?
My name's gonna be Mr. Pinky.
Mr. Pinky?
We're talking about everything from problem solving in order, sequential steps, shapes and symmetry, different kinds of angles.
And puppet artists, when you check it out, yours of course will look like you, which is awesome because you're one of a kind in the world once you decorate it. But here is an example of what the puppet before you make it really unique would look like. Right? We're all different kinds of learners, right? Some use our eyeballs, some use our words.
And counting and measuring as we build puppets. So it's just a beautiful way for us to try to figure out a way that these missions overlap and, more importantly, to have fun. I mean, they're called plays for a reason. We create puppet plays, so let's play.
Hi. Hi again, Mr. Telephone.
That audio postcard was produced by On Second Thought's Maura Curry.